that has enabled us to see the second half of this year. A lot happened in the first half. We're grateful. We're super grateful. But you're ready to do uncommon things the second half of the year. And we are here in this conference to recharge, renew, recalibrate. And we know that by the end of the year, and as we get into 2022, our lives will be a reference point. Our families will be a reference point. Our ministries will be a reference point. Holy Spirit, I honor you, I reverence you, and I yield the conference to you again from tonight. I declare it open to your moves, to your power, to your instructions, to your directions, to your corrections, to your encouragement for everyone on site, online, all over the world. We declare Recharge Conference 2021 open in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please put your hands together for the Lord. Are you putting your hands together for Jesus? Hallelujah. Guys, help me on the platform here because of my voice. Can you greet your neighbor to the right or the left? Give them a smile, a bow, and just welcome them to Recharge Conference. And for our very dear online audience, our global church, God bless you. Thanks for joining from Kenya, from Dubai, from Yenagoa, from North America, South America, from Malta. We really, really, really appreciate you for joining. God bless you. Can you put your hands together for our global church? God bless you. Thanks for joining. Hallelujah. Amen. I wanted to put your hands together for yourself for making it to this conference. Amen. I'm very shy. So bear with me this evening as I share the word of God. Please put your hands together as we get seated. I wish I wasn't going to come up at all. How are you? How are you doing? I want to appreciate loads of pastors from all over the country that were able to make it physically this first leg. Can we appreciate wow. Are you putting your hands together? We're going to be giving us details in the course of the conference. Appreciate you for joining in. And one of our speakers also came in this evening, Pastor Sunday and Chako Gidibo. Thank you for joining in. Okay, and my wife is here too. Let's appreciate Abimbola David. It's an encouragement. Thank you, ma'am, for encouraging. She'll be speaking tomorrow, okay? Now, the Recharge Conference started 5 years ago, I think. This is the fifth edition, right? So, the Holy Ghost had always shown me a vision of the year in two forms. That there's a first half and a second half. And he said to me that most of the time, people just get into the second half tired. And many of the things that he had reserved for the second half, they miss it because they're already tired, fatigued. That we should have a media conference where people renew energy, renew vision, renew their commitments to God, and then literally get into the second half like a new year. As we said some days ago in our church, July 1st has become January 1st. Glory to God. And whatever you missed in the first half, you will not miss in the second half in the name of Jesus Christ. And for some of us that are familiar with football, you know there's a first half and there's a second half. And sometimes somebody losing in the first half might be winning the game in the second half. But there's always that half time or half time where the coach comes and talks to the team. If you're leading, how to retain your leadership. Or if you're losing, how to change the game and do better. And I think that's why we are here. My wife and I were with Bishop Oyedepo on Tuesday, and he was talking about the mist of the year, that there's something about the mist of the year, And he said, I'm getting ready on Saturday morning to bear my heart out. And then earlier today, I had a chat with Dr. Sam Adeyemi. Dr. Sam Adeyemi will be speaking with us this evening. He's getting ready. So we just want to learn. We want to learn. Yeah. Dr. Sam said he believes that a new wave is here. He mentioned to me earlier today that he remembered the waves of 1995, 1996, and the waves of the early 2000s, that he's so convinced that there is another wave here, and he believes that the Recharge Conference is driving that wave. And he said a lot of people at Recharge Conference should be ready to not just hear every speaker, but hear what the Holy Ghost will be saying to them through every of the speakers. And that is on point. I remember on Sunday in our church, I said, don't be selective about who is speaking. God can speak to you through the worship leader. God can speak to you in the afternoon session, through a prayer time. God can speak to you in the morning session or in the... Don't be selective. Don't say, this pastor, who is he? Or that leader, who is that person? No. God can speak through anybody. Yours is to be there to pick what God has for you. So I want to encourage us as we run through this conference. If you are online, avoid every form of distractions. Don't let the kitchen or the kids or anything take away revelation from you. And for many of us on site, do not allow your phones or your devices to be a distraction. Nowadays, we have our Bibles on our devices. So it's a decoy for some people to be chatting and be distracted. I want you to be responsible for once. You know, and just set yourself as a flint and say, okay, the next 2 hours, I'm not going to chat with anybody. Let me hear. Let me learn. Let me be focused and pick what God has sent me here for. You will not miss your portion. You will not miss your part in the name of Jesus Christ. Some weeks ago, I landed on a revelation of what God is doing, especially in our nation, Nigeria. And I want to encourage people, because we have entered the season of distinction of those who serve God and those who don't serve Him. The pandemic came up last year, and at the end of the day, for some of our nations that are out of lockdown, some nations are still in lockdown, some are still in partial lockdown, many people are dragging their feet, many are disillusioned about life. Many doubt their faith. Many are not convinced anymore whether I should serve God or not. Some have even become lukewarm. They are either cold, they are neither cold nor hot. Some are battling with doubts in their mind. Are you sure this Christianity works? Are you sure this serving God really pays? Some are battling with doubts. Maybe you are here, you are online or on-site, and you are battling with doubts. You are not alone. So many are battling with doubts. Some others have been looking out of the window for ways to compromise, because it looks like those who have been compromising are the ones making a headway. They are looking for ways to compromise in their finances, to compromise in their sexuality. It looks like that is the way forward. And so many others are just waiting for someone to encourage them. I have a word for you. I saw it in Malachi 3. Malachi 3 verse 13. Malachi 3 verse 13. This is not the first time that will be happening. It says, your words have been harsh against me. Some people have been very harsh. That's what it is. I don't want to go to church anymore. I'm tired of serving God. I'm tired of all the principles of the kingdom. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. Yet you say, what have we spoken against you? Verse 14. You have said, it is what? Are you there this evening? It is what? Some people are saying that. They might not voice it out. Some are very vocal about it. It is useless to serve God. What profit is it that we have kept all these covenant principles, all these kingdom principles they've been telling us for the last 10 years, and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? Some people are that vocal. They are asking questions. Is it really necessary for me to tithe? Is it really necessary for me to be a worker or to volunteer in church or to serve? What is the profit? What has it brought me? And some people are a bit faithful, but they're also asking questions. Verse 15. So now we call the proud blessed. For those who do wickedness are what? Raised up. They even tempt God and go free. Verse 16. Then those who fear the Lord, they are still a remnant of people, okay? They are covenant people. The fear of God is in their heart. Those who fear the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. The book of remembrance has been opened. Verse 17. Is it verse 17 or verse 16? Okay. It said, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Verse 18. Then you shall again, and that's the season we have entered, then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. If you can get me any other version of that particular verse. So don't move from serving God and then compromise and miss the season. He said, you people will come back to me and you will learn the difference between good and evil. You will learn the difference between someone who follows God and someone who does not. Don't give up on serving him. The season of distinction is here. There is always a faithful remnant. Don't be deceived by the noise of evildoers. Many of the evildoers, many of those who are compromising are so loud that you think, oh, that is the way. But there is always a remnant of people walking in the covenant, walking with God, and they're enjoying the benefits of the covenant. I speak to every young person in the house, and your mind is already wondering, are you sure I need to be committed to God? Will he ever help my future? That is the shortcut to greatness. Being sold out to God. As we get into the second half of the year, everyone must renew their altar before the Lord, their commitment to God, and be sold out completely to God. Wherever you tell me to go, I will go. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it. However you want me to do it, is the way I will follow. Following him pays. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 14. 1 Kings 19 verse 14, Elijah, a prophet, was serving God with zeal, with fervor. And then it got to a time, he began to think, maybe I'm the only one serving God. Sometimes people feel like that. Maybe my family, I'm the only one following Jesus. I'm the only one carrying God on my head. What is the profit of all these things I'm doing? Elijah, the prophet, was like that. But something shocked me. And he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. Everybody is not serving God anymore. There are no Christians in the land. People are just deceiving themselves. That was the thinking of Elijah. He says, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, turned down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, I alone, can you imagine? I alone am left, and they even seek to take my life. And then the Lord said to him, go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when you arrive, anoint Azahel as king over Syria. Verse 16. And also you shall anoint Jehu, the son of Nimshi, as king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place. Almost like your journey is ending. It looks like you feel you are the only one doing it. And it shall be that whoever escapes the sword of Azael, Jehu will kill. And whoever escapes the sword of Jehu, Elisha will kill. Verse 18. This affected me. Because some people think, I'm the only one serving God. Everybody in Lagos are out. Everybody in Nigeria, nobody really knows God. There are no true pastors. There are no true churches. Everybody is fake. And then the enemy is plunging your heart and pushing you to compromise. You are the only one doing it that way. Everybody has changed. They've started stealing. They've started compromising. There's no profit in that. And there's pressure on your life to compromise. There is a remnant. I pray you join that remnant today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray you actively join the remnant. Look at what God said. Yet, I have reserved how many? 7,000. 7,000. Elijah is saying, I'm the only one. And yet there are 7,000. 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to corruption. And every mouth that has not kissed him. Compromise would destroy you. Living your life by yourself. All this one that is happening, I don't want to live in purpose. All this God's plans for people's life. I know my own. My own gift is to do this one. And that's that. I have my own plans. I want to follow my plans. It will elongate your journey. It's time. It's time to rededicate your life to God. 7,000, not 7, not 70, not 700, 7,000. So Lagos is maybe 18 million people, for instance. There can be 2 million people still doing it right, and you don't know it. They may not make noise. They may not shout on the rooftop, but they know God. They serve God, and they are keeping themselves and walking with God and enjoying their God. Compromise will shorten your journey. There is a faithful remnant. Don't be deceived by the noise of those who are compromising, making it look like this is the only way. That is not the way. Being sold out to God is the shortcut to covenant greatness. We read this scripture some days ago in our church, 1 Corinthians 15:58. I think that will be one of my star verses tonight. 1 Corinthians 15:58. This is an encouragement for those who are backsliding small, those who are letting go of God bit by bit, those who are getting out of the way unknowingly. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. ERV, and then we look at NLT. And then we look at Amplified Classic. So my dear brothers and sisters, stand strong. Can you whisper to somebody close to you? Say, stand strong. Ah, I can't hear you. Okay, can you do this? Say, sit strong, since you are sitting now. Okay, stand strong. Don't let anything change you. Don't let your environment change you. Don't let the decay of the society change you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord. You know that your work in the Lord is never wasted. The rewards might not happen the next week or the next month, but God that lifted Joseph from the prison is still alive. The God that was able to rescue Esther when she sacrificed her life and fasted 3 days and then she was promoted, that God is still alive. So my dear brothers and sisters, be strong, immovable, always walk, what? Enthusiastically for the Lord. Don't walk in a draggy way. I'm not sure I want to be committed again. God sees everything. He says, always walk enthusiastically for the Lord. For you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Steadfast, immovable, always abounding the work of the Lord, always being superior, excelling, doing more than enough in the service of the Lord, knowing and being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not futile. It is never wasted or to no purpose. Don't let any devil on the media distract you or tell you another thing, give you another narrative that all this thing you are doing, what is the benefit of it? This is the benefit of it. It's never ever wasted. I have too many examples from scriptures, but let's zero in on one and I'll close in my session. I don't know whether you like them or you know about them. There are three boys that shows that being sold out to God is actually the shortcut to greatness. Daniel 3 verse 13. And remember, these guys were in the old covenant. They didn't even have the blood of Jesus. They really didn't have the Holy Spirit. They were just walking the Abrahamic covenant. We have a better covenant based on better promises. But if they can do this, there may be shame on us if we don't do better. Look at this. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Verse 15, now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I've made, good. But if you do not worship, now this is where the enemy is attacking people, compromise. If you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands? Verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, oh, King Nebu. That name is very long, isn't it? How do you pronounce it? Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar. We have no need to answer you in this matter. And that's the attitude you must have. You must take a stand. You are not serving God because you have money, you don't have money. You serve God because it's God. You are not serving God because you got healing or you don't know. All this consumer covenant lifestyle. If you give me a job, I will go to church. If I'm happy with my husband, you got to move more than that. Your God deserves more than that. He said, if that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. Now that's one level. Our God is a covenant keeper. He will protect us. He will preserve us. But look at verse 18. 18 is the next phase of the church, especially in this country, Nigeria. Not living because I got money or I got this. I serve God because he's God. I honor him because he's my covenant-keeping God. He died on the cross for me. I could as well surrender and be sold out to him. So, but if not, let it be known to you, O King, that we do not serve other gods. Tell your neighbor, we do not serve other gods. Tell him we don't serve money. We're not ritual killers. We don't steal. We are not idol worshippers. We do not serve. Nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. Verse 19. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar was full of fury. And look at this. And the expression on his face changed towards Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he spoke and commanded that they should now do what? Heat the furnace. How many times? 7 times more than it was usually heated. Verse 20. And he commanded certain mighty men of valor who were in his army to bind the 3 men and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. 21. Then these men were bound in their coats, their trousers, their turbans, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 22. Therefore, because the king's command was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. 24. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished. You'll be an astonishment to people this second half. I can't hear your amen. They said the pandemic is wrecking lives, but your life is getting more beautiful. They said the pandemic is making the economy hotter, 7 times hotter than before, but they see you prospering exceedingly. 7 times hotter. 1 time hot is enough. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished, and he rose in haste and spoke, saying to his counselors, did we not cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? Then they answered and said, oh, true, O King. Verse 25. Look, he answered, I see 4 men loose walking in the midst of the pandemic, unhindered, walking in the midst of corruption, prospering, walking in the midst of wickedness, untainted. I fleshy form men loose, walk in the midst of the fire, and they are not hot, and they are not hot. And the form of the fourth is life. In the old covenant, this is what you are missing when you compromise. If I don't sleep with him, I will lose this job. If I lose this job, I won't have money to buy my designer wares. Keep worshiping your designer wares. That money will soon finish. Tell that man, I won't sleep with you. Shake it. Tell him. I can't steal this money. I will manage my boxer shorts like that. I don't need to steal. So I see four men. And I wonder, Jesus showing up already? Then he doesn't even need to show up. He's up. He's there. Verse 26. Hallelujah. Then Nebuchadnezzar went near the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spoke, saying, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, sons of the Most High God, come out, come here. Hey! Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came from the mist. Nobody enters fire and comes out. But you are coming out. I said, you are coming out. You are coming out stronger. You are coming out better. You are coming out more flourishing. Almost flourishing like never before. They came out of the fire. Out of the fire, they came out. Verse 27. And the satraps, administrators, governors, and the king gathered together. And they saw, look at this. And they saw this man on whose bodies the fire had no power. The fire had no power. It's been sold out to God. It's the real key to the things you are looking for. You see now, fire had no power. The hair on their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected. And the smell of fire was not on them. Verse 28. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying, blessed be God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent this angel and delivered his servants. Who what? Trusted. When you trust God, you won't compromise. And they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Verse 29. Therefore, this is where God wants you to be. In Lagos, in Abuja, in Nigeria, in Kenya, a light to others. The transformation of our communities. Therefore, I make a decree that any people, nation, or language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces. And their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there's no other God who can deliver like this. And then verse 30. Is where God wants to take you this second half. Then the king promoted. This is what people are praying for. They are fasting for it. It's fine. But the answer is to be sold out to God. Some few thoughts. Number one, compromise will rob you of divine promotion. You think the compromise will give you promotion, but it will rob you of destiny promotion. You can get a temporary raise. Look at Joseph. He said, I'm not going to do this. And he ran. And in due course, he was promoted divinely. Compromise will rob you of God's own kind of promotion. Number two, there says, being sold out to God activates extraordinary divine backing. How can Nebuchadnezzar be seeing the Son of God? Divine backing shows up when you are sold out to him. And then I said, no matter how dark or hot, they said they heated the thing 7 times and it did not affect them. No matter how dark and hot life becomes, God's covenant will prevail. If there are 7 years of pandemic, we will prosper. If the pandemics get hotter and hotter, we have Delta variant, Edo variant, Ogun variant. Sorry. There won't be those kind of variant. Ibadan variant. Whatever kind of thing comes up, it can't be as hot as this. 7 times. People that threw them in died. And they came out unscathed, untouched. That means whatever happens in the land, this end time, the covenant will prevail. And then I said here, the hotter it becomes, the higher we fly. He will never leave you, nor forsake you. That Daniel 3:25, if you, he said, I saw somebody else with them, a fourth man. That means he will never leave me, nor forsake me. You're coming out better. You're coming out stronger. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And then depend on him. Trust him. He's sufficient for every season. Let your life be a light to others. Let the world know your stand. Be an attraction for kingdom progress, not a spoiler. Don't let people blaspheme the name of Jesus because of you. Don't let them castigate the kingdom because of you. But be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that a heathen king can say, there is no God like your God. If you will not bow, you will not burn. I close with Matthew 6:33. It looks very simple, but it's still the key. As we recharge for second half, it's time for you to renew your commitment to God. He must be Lord of all, or not Lord at all. I know you surrendered your heart to him before, but maybe you need to recommit and say, Lord, a lot has happened the last 7 years of my life, but today I return home. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And is what? And all these things shall be added. All these things shall be added to you. Except a corn of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it will multiply. The theme of this conference is multiply. I present to you the master key to multiplication. Being sold out to God. Like Esther said, if I perish, I perish. That's being sold out. Like Daniel, they say, if you pray, we'll put you in lion's den. And they went home, opened the windows, and said, okay, I'm ready to die. But they never died. Too many examples. Peter left the fishing business. He said, Peter, I can give you breakthrough in this fishing business, but I have a calling on your life. Follow me. And Peter followed, and he became an apostle. He will never mismanage your life. Trying to manage it yourself is the reason why you are where you are. It's time to surrender to him completely. So if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. This first night, I want you to just rededicate your life to him. And if you're listening to me, you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, tonight is your night. I do not bring to you religion. I bring to you a covenant relationship with the Most High God, enacted by the blood of Jesus, that will make a difference in your life. Rise up on your feet, everyone, this great night, this first session tonight. And we are going to just say, Lord, I surrender all to you. He's enough. He's enough. We are doing child dedication on Sunday, and I warn all the parents that brought children, never take these children anywhere again. Because Africa, after they pray in church at times, they still go somewhere and put marks on the child, and you scatter the one God has put there. His glory will never share with anyone. God is enough. If it doesn't prosper me, let me remain on prosperity. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, even if he does not deliver us, he did not deliver them. He delivered them. God is faithful. He is enough. I had to go and study the life of Nebuchadnezzar. In those days, if you dare Nebuchadnezzar, you think you're a madman. They are more than emperors. They were like gods. For those three Hebrew guys to do that in their time, that is more than being sold out. That is, except a corn of wheat falls down and dies. And guess what? They resurrected and they were promoted. A lot is happening in our developing nations today. People are compromising all kinds, even Christians. Some, they don't even know whether you're a Christian in your office. They say, where are you coming from? I went for a meeting. You went to church. Where are you going? I'm going to church. Let them know you serve Jesus Christ. Make a stand.
like Daniel. Make a stand like Esther. Make a stand like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And let's see what God will do with your life. But I believe something. Whatever God was able to do in Shadrach's life, Meshach, and Abednego, He will do 1,000 times more now. That should be our encouragement. If God can lift Esther to that level, then we should get ready for unusual liftings. But you must pass the sold out test. Can we surrender ourselves to Him? Father, we surrender ourselves to You. I surrender myself to You, Lord.
It's in Your hands, Lord.
Wherever you are, lift your voice and say, Jesus, I confess You as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, You are King over my business. I surrender unto You.
Oh, I give myself away.
Can we place our hand on our chest everywhere in the world? Say, Father, I return home. I stay home. You are more than enough. You are my light and my salvation. You are the strength of my life. You are El Shaddai. You are more than enough to take me to the destiny. You are the one that gave me the destiny in the first place. Jesus, I confess You as Lord and Savior. I renounce sin. I renounce darkness. I renounce compromise. I renounce every evil way. I choose You. You are more than enough. I trust You. You are more than enough. I entrust my entire life to You. And from this moment, I declare You as Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for the Lord.